Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
499-1000. If you want to talk to the next guest, is Steve Hart, who is running the UK Preppers Guide, ukpreppersguide.co.uk. Steve joins me now. Evening, Steve.
Hello there.
Steve, what is a prepper?
it's basically just somebody who's sort of thinking a little bit ahead of everybody else, trying to be ahead of the game and making sure that if anything were to happen, you are prepared.
Like what? What do you think? What are you expecting to happen?
Well, hopefully nothing. I mean, right. That's the idea behind it.
Yeah.
It's just if you look around you nowadays, you'll see, you know, there's so much going on that could escalate and get worse and worse and worse. And whatever you say, you know, the good old government, they're not really there to help you. They're not going to help you. You're going to be left on your own. And it's going to be every man for himself. And those that have thought a little bit ahead are the ones that, you know, stand a higher chance of getting through it, whatever that might be.
What are you talking about? Nuclear? Terrorists? Aliens? Zombies? What are we looking at?
Could be anything. It could be anything as simple as the floods we had last year. You know, that was total chaos for a lot of people. And, you know, their whole life was, it was literally put on hold while the floods and everything took place. And people,
but it was inconvenient. The floods were inconvenient and more than inconvenient for the people it affected. But it's not doomsday scenario, is it? It's just getting a new carpet, a new settee scenario, getting an insurance claim in.
That's right. But that's the thin end of the wedge. And then if you carry on up the ladder, most people, the biggest problem, the biggest fear is financial collapse. You know, America itself, who pretty much rule the world when it comes to money, I mean, they're literally trillions of dollars in debt. If they were to start to tumble and the whole world was to follow, it would be horrendous. That's one of the major things. But then you've got all the other things you've got, as well as nuclear attacks, biological attacks, terrorist attacks. You've got natural things. You know, we see tsunamis going on, earthquakes, etc. All these things have a knock-on effect. And no matter where they are in the world, they will affect us here. We saw that a few years ago with the volcanoes erupting, how it caused a little bit of chaos here. So it's just these what-ifs. That's all it is.
Zombies isn't a real thing, is it?
No.
That's not going to happen?
Well, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it's very much the Americans who seem to like zombies for some reason, and it's escalated. And it has been proven that you can put somebody into a zombie-like state. Well, just look at the government.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, I'll do the jokes here. I'll do the jokes, Steve, if you don't mind.
Actually, I got in before you.
You can put people into a zombie-like state?
Yes, yeah.
What, and then instruct them to, like, kill and stuff and eat people?
Well, you can instruct them to do tasks.
Flipping,
but not necessarily have somebody who goes around, you know, hell-bent on just eating other humans.
Yeah.
But I mean, even in nature, I mean, spiders and scorpions, all them, they have the neurotoxins that are capable of affecting the brain. If you've got some clever scientists, they can manufacture that, and away you go. But you're never going to get to the state where, you know, people are rising from
the dead. Well, that's good. You've put my mind at ease there. How do you prep then, Steve? What preparations have you made for, let's say, there's Russia attacks us and there's nuclear bombs and there's like Russian soldiers roaming the countryside? What preparations have you made?
Well, I mean, should that happen, you know, you're going to know, hopefully, in advance anyway. But even the simplest of things, we find people aren't prepping for. That's the problem. Myself, I know that I have a certain amount of survival skills, bushcraft skills, and the ability to live off the land. Add that to having the necessary equipment. equipment that's obviously going to help you, I probably stand a little bit better chance than most people. But then again, I might be right in the wrong place at the wrong time and boom, I go up with everybody
else. If there's a nuclear bomb, I'm guessing you've seen Threads, have you?
No, I haven't.
Have you not seen Threads? Oh, mate, watch it. You'll love it. It'll be right up your street, right? And it's about what happens if a nuclear bomb falls just outside of Sheffield in the 80s and the government arm the traffic wardens and they go around shooting people. It's a good film. And it terrified me when I was about 13 years old. It's awful. But if a nuclear bomb goes off, I'd rather be right underneath the nuclear bomb than survive, because you're just going to die a slow, painful, radioactive death.
Yeah, a lot of people would say that. And I know I'd say it to a degree, but where there's life, there's hope and things like that. But that's one scenario that you could probably say eventually you're going to get, you're going to die because of the radiation. There's other scenarios where you still have a chance of surviving after the actual event.
So what equipment have you got? I've been on your website at ukpreppersguide.co.uk and there's loads of information and blogs and stuff that you need. I went straight to the weapons, Steve. And you bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Firearms. Yeah. Machete, then improvised weapons. And this is where it got interesting, right? The human is a soft-skinned object, and as such, just about anything can cause harm and do enough damage to stop any threat. For example, taking a standard baseball bat and adding some nails would make it deadly.
Yeah.
Have you got a baseball bat with nails in?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I've got other things.
Likewise, something as small and straightforward as a ballpoint pen can become a weapon. How would you kill someone with a ballpoint pen?
The idea here is you're trying to, it's self-defence, you've got there. It's like someone attacking you. There's lots of articles on there.
Yeah.
From articles based around, martial arts theories and theories of, don't be somewhere where you shouldn't be in the first place. But in this country, we had the rights to firearms taken away a long time ago.
Good.
And now we can still have, semi-automatic rifles and everything, but you need to go about it legally. That's all it boils down to.
But if there's like a war or whatever, and the government bottles it and they run off to the hills or to their secret bunkers, then law is gone. There is no law. There is no order. Anarchy reigns supreme. Anything goes.
Very likely. That's it, very likely. And those that can get their hands on weapons or that have already got weapons are, one step ahead of everybody else should there be real problems, and it's generally accepted that there will be people who are rather unsavoury going around, doing whatever they can.
I've seen the film Warriors, and I know it's fiction, but you know that's the anarchy in New York City when the head of the gangs got shot and Warriors are trying to get back to their place. It could happen, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, I think it's one of the top things that most preppers, not fear, but would anticipate happening, is that at the end of the day, everybody's got to survive. Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's how desperate are you going to be?
Here's a good question from Paul on Twitter. Ask the prepper if he's prepared to shoot people before sharing his food.
There's a lot of... It depends on the circumstances, because someone might be coming towards you and not necessarily after your food. They might actually be coming towards you to help you, to share their food. You don't know. It depends on the circumstances, but if the bottom line is...
Please help me, mister. I've not eaten for days. Please help me, mister. I used to be on the TV. Please help me. And would you share your food with me or would you shoot me?
I would just say, I can't help you.
Please help me, mister.
I can't help you.
Help me!
Nothing to give you. Nothing to give you at all.
Help me or I'm going to kill you.
Then, now we're a different situation.
Help me!
Because you've just now threatened, you just threatened me.
I'm going to spit radioactive blood in your mouth unless you give me that food.
Well, the fact is, if it got to that stage...
You'd shoot me.
Then it's, then I would, yeah.
You would shoot me. Shoot me to kill me or shoot me to maim me?
It depends where we are, for a start.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're trying to come into my home, for example,
yeah.
that's loaded with, say, essential supplies.
I'm trying to get into... I've climbed over a fence and I'm trying to get into your back area by force.
Right.
You're going to shoot me?
Well, no, exactly. Oh, yes. Wouldn't you? What would you do?
Steve, I'm going to think about that. Stay there 1 second. I've got to take a quick break. Be back in a sec.
The wild man of late night radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
This is Ian Lee, Talk Radio, 0844 499 1000. I'm joined by Steve Hart from the UK Prepper's Guide. I'm on the website, Steve, ukpreppersguide.co.uk, and I've gone to the store section, right?
Yeah.
And there's loads of books, which is good. There's the Claris LED tactical torch. There's survival bags.
Yeah.
And then there's a really sexy woman in a really sexy see-through camouflage mini dress wearing stockings, suspenders and knee-length PVC boots. Now, Steve.
Yeah.
She's not going to survive an invasion by Russian forces, is she?
Who knows? I don't know. That's purely an image there, isn't it?
It's an image.
What is it, advertising?
It's advertising casual prepper wear for the modern prepper about time. Looking for some prepping-related casual clothes to wear around the house and beyond. I tell you what, if she goes out like that, she's going to catch a death of cold.
Yeah, probably will. I know exactly what page you're talking about.
I bet you do. I bet it's perhaps the most visited page on the website, Stephen.
And it's not one of them sites either.
No, it's not one of them sites. Have you got a bunker?
No, I haven't, no.
Oh, well, mate, then how are you're not going to survive without a bunker?
That's debatable. It's debatable. I mean, you think a coffin's a bunker, isn't it, to some extent? I don't feel we need a bunker. There's very few people who've got bunkers in the UK. There's actually not that many in the States. They're slightly overrated, but certainly not in the UK. We tend to work more on the theory that it's a skill thing to survive.
Yeah.
Not a lock yourself away in a cupboard type of thing.
You've got to get out there and face it.
Well, you've got to actually put as much distance between you and whatever it is as possible. You know, if there's a plague in London, you don't go wandering into London. You get as far away as possible.
From, like 28 days later.
Exactly. You know, so you don't stay where the problem is and keep out of it.
We've got a couple of questions here. Jack says, can you ask Steve if he'd wear an item of clothing, tunic, socks, etc., made from human flesh? Would it ever get that far?
I don't think it would get that far, to be honest with you. You know, as if there were a major event and the population was slowly getting less and less and less, you know, you've got plenty of clothes available, haven't you?
I suppose so. Just go and do it. You can go to like all the nice shops. You can just do a raid on it. I mean, they'll be out of fashion, but you're not going to have to pay anything, are you? Money will be gone.
Well, this is it. I mean, you could mix and match. You'd be a right trendsetter, you know? I certainly wouldn't go around skinning people for their flesh.
No. Just maybe for pleasure when you got bored. Like 20 years down the line when you were like bored and insane, you might be doing it.
Yeah, just whittling someone down.
A bit of fun. Lino says, can you please ask your guest how will he deal with the forthcoming robot uprising?
That is actually one of the better questions.
That's a good one.
Very, very, very good question. Yeah.
Because you can't really deal with robots, can you?
No, you can't. And there's quite a few articles on the internet now about that and about AI, you know, the new form of intelligence that they're able to put into robots now.
Yeah.
I don't think I will see it in my lifetime, and I think it's a way off yet, but it is a possibility. And for future preppers, I think there's going to be something they've got to worry about.
You need like what do they call them? An EMF bomb that disables electronics and stuff? Or a big magnet to wipe its hard drive?
Yeah, I mean, that would wipe everything then.
Yeah.
You know, in everywhere. But I mean, normally people are one step ahead of the problem. So there's normally something that will stop that. But that is a very, very realistic
doomsday
scenario.
Flipping heck, this is getting me very scared, Steve. We've got Jamie. Jamie's called in with a question. Jamie, you're through to Steve. Yeah. What would you like to ask him?
You're right, Steve. How are you doing?
Hello there.
So, have you made provisions like to grow your own food if this crisis happens? And if there's like too much radiation and all vegetation is dead, would you resort to eating people if you had to? Would you hunt humans like you would an animal?
Well, the problem there is if it's a radiation situation, then everybody's going to be contaminated, whether it's human or animal. So you're actually making the situation worse. At some point, any amount of supplies is going to run out, and you're going to be forced to hunt for food or to grow your own foods. And again, if we've got a radiation situation, you're going to have contaminated soil, which will obviously affect the food, and then it will affect you. If you're going hunting for whether it's animals or anything, that food source you've got a good chance that will be contaminated. So at that point then, you're pretty much just going to be counting your days. And that's when the only time would be having a bunker where you're away from the radiation, but you've still got to manufacture your own food.
I've got a question in, and Dean's quite a regular tweeter, so I know that he's being sensible about this.
Yeah.
And it's because you have to shorten everything for Twitter.
Yeah.
He says, would you eat a dead man's willy?
This is not sensible.
He's not very hungry.
I guess what it's a reference to cannibalism, isn't it? And I suppose if that's all that is on offer.
Yeah.
Last man standing. What do you do?
When you get to that point, you probably find most dead bodies are decomposed anyway. So you're not going to, you're not going to get much meat off of anything. I don't think I would. But you really, really don't know until the time comes. I mean, people who have been in plane crashes will tell you that, and they've eaten fellow passengers.
Steve, got a final question. This is from Andrew, and then I'll let you go. Yeah. I've really enjoyed this. UKpreppersguide.co.uk is the website. Andrew puts it bluntly and simply, how long have we got until everything goes tits up?
That's the $25,000 question.
Isn't it?
Hopefully a long, long time. Hopefully. It's a case of, you prepare for the worst, and you hope for the best. Simple as that.
Steve, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. You've been a good sport, mate. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'm Steve Hart. If you want to go and have a look at his website, ukpreppersguide.co.uk. He's terrified the life out of me. I'm flipping terrified now. Talk Radio.